This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is strong data showing the advantages of diversity in organizations. That said, there's a lot of white guys in the emerging Donald Trump cabinet, notwithstanding the confirmation yesterday of Betsy DeVos as education secretary. Add to that second-ranked but still powerful cabinet deputies whom the president still has to appoint. There are diversity questions to ask, including but not limited to demographic diversity, gender, race, ethnicity. And Joseph O'Connell is a professor of law at UC Berkeley. She's an expert in political appointees, bureaucratic organization, and the politics of government agencies.
Out of the 15 cabinet secretaries, presuming they all get confirmed, he'll have 12 white males. And by comparison, President Obama, for his initial cabinet, had 6 white males out of 15. President George W. Bush had 7 out of 14. And President Bill Clinton had 6 white males out of 14.
Now, you emphasize the demographic diversity. There are certainly other filters that one could use, including, for instance, class, but there will be others as well.
I mean, for me, the most shocking thing about President Trump's initial cabinet is not the demographic diversity. I expected a very white male cabinet, but is the lack of government experience of his nominees. So even President Reagan's cabinet, which was, you know, just as heavily drawn from business, just as white, just as male, President Reagan's choices had considerably more government experience in the executive branch.
Well, that fits into the anti-establishment theme that the White House is promoting.
Though it may also hurt in terms of them trying to advance their policy objectives. So that's where some of these empty positions are really going to matter, because you're going to need deputy secretaries who understand how the government functions.
All right. So that's a work in progress. Talk to me about another data set. You've looked at the length of time that it takes people of color or women to get through the confirmation process. It varies.
It depends on the president as to whether women and persons of color take longer to confirm than white nominees. And in President Obama's administration, in this subset of important positions, there was quite a discrepancy.
Can we draw any conclusions from those findings?
I think one thing you can say is that Democrats and Republican presidents face different pressures with regard to the diversity of the appointees. I mean, Democrats face much more pressure to find women and persons of color and put them in these very important positions.
University of California, Berkeley law professor Ann Joseph O'Connell, thank you for the time here.
Thank you.